NPR's Puzzle Master. Will Shortz will be taping his weekly puzzle for Weekend Edition from Anchorage, where he's exercising his other passion, table tennis. Anchorage is the second stop of a 7-day table tennis tour in Alaska that Shortz is taking with Caribbean table tennis champ Robert Roberts. Last night, Shortz was in Juneau, where he talked with KTOO's Lisa Fu.
Will Shortz mastered the skill of puzzles early in his life. His first puzzle was published when he was just 14. He became a regular contributor to Dell Puzzle Publications at 17 and has been the crossword editor for New York Times since 1993. But being a puzzle master isn't enough. Shortz wants to master table tennis.
My ultimate goal is to be national champion for my age. Whatever age that is. If I do it in my 60s, fantastic. 70s, 80s, 90s, doesn't matter. Someday, I want to be champion for my age.
Shortz is 60 years old. To be national champion in table tennis, one has to win the U.S. Open Table Tennis Championship, which has divisions for every age group. The next U.S. championship will be in Las Vegas this July.
I'm not going this year because I'm not good enough, but someday.
When asked when he will be good enough, Shortz laughs a bit.
I guess it's like art. I'll know it when I see it.
Shortz is coming close to fulfilling another table tennis dream, to have the greatest club possible. In 2011, he opened the Westchester Table Tennis Club in Pleasantville, New York, with friend, coach, and Caribbean table tennis champion Robert Roberts. With 18 tables, it's the largest table tennis facility in the country. Shortz's club is gaining recognition both nationally and internationally. Recently, 15-year-old Kai Zheng from China joined the club.
He's a champion for his age in Beijing. He moved to Pleasantville to play at our club because he idolizes Robert and he loves our club.
Zheng is already ranked number one for players under age 21 and is ranked 5 in the U.S. overall. Shortz's table tennis schedule in Alaska is tight. He's visiting 6 towns in 7 days, Juneau, Anchorage, Homer, Soldotna, Eagle River, and Fairbanks. And he'll be playing table tennis each night, which fulfills 2 more goals, to play table tennis every day this year and to play in every state in the union. Alaska is number 40. But table tennis is not the only thing on Shortz's Alaska agenda. He's tailored 2 puzzles for his time here. One based on Homer, which will air this Sunday on NPR's Weekend Edition, and one he made especially for Fairbanks. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.